And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, I gotta tell you folks, listen, before we go too much further, I want to make sure you hear that one of our sponsors, the Elm Foundation, ELM, the Elm Foundation, they're based out of Huntsville, but it doesn't matter where you live. You need to know what they're doing because it's cool stuff. It's a really, really solid organization. The Elm Foundation, and by the way, this is year end, so they're being the charitable organization. They're looking at people who might be considering their year end giving and where they can help. Well, the Elm Foundation is doing amazing things to get people off the streets, get them back into productive avenues of life. You've given them sort of the idea of what it means to be self-sufficient again, to have dignity through work, to talk about healthy relationships, and you know, and just basically realize that it's not all about the government throwing money at something. Sometimes it's about real people doing real things to help real folks get back on a real good track. And the Elm Foundation is doing that. We had them in studio one day, and I was just so impressed. You talk about conservative principles being applied in a charitable manner. Well, the Elm Foundation is doing what they do, and they're doing it well. And they're doing it right now all throughout the Huntsville listening area. But like I said, it doesn't matter where you are. Give them a look. Here's their website, ElmHSV, because they're in Huntsville. It's ElmHSV.org. That's the Elm Foundation. ElmHSV.org. I just think it's pretty solid, and you ought to check it out. The Elm Foundation, doing good things to help good people just get their way back. All right, I'm switching gears right now, going to number three on the Triple Dipper. Did I have a rant at some point earlier in the show? I think I did. I mean, I know I ranted about my dippers.
You ranted without any notes about the dipper.
John gave me extra points for something. What was that?
Oh man.
He thought that I qualified for two extra points.
You know what? That I would qualify that. No notes. You just went for it.
I just 15 minutes of just solid.
just went on.
Tell you. Went off. Don't you make me come over there anyway. Yeah. So here's the thing. Number three, Triple Dipper, border control. And I said earlier in the show, maybe I should have named this one border out of control. It just, every time you think, okay, it's not going to, it can't get worse. I mean, heck, can't get any worse, can it? Nowhere to go but up. No, apparently not. Just continues to go down. So our southern border, and it's not just our southern border, by the way, there are crisis calls right now on the northern border. Nothing like what we're seeing down south. Nothing at all. But nonetheless, at levels they've never seen before up north. And too many of the assets that guard the border up north have been diverted to the south. Story on the New York Post is kind of interesting. I mean, what is the dime on this, right? What dime are we dropping on this? The migrant crisis has U.S. taxpayers on the hook for up to $451 billion, says the House GOP report. So every day it says millions of American taxpayer dollars are spent on costs that are directly associated with illegal immigration and the unprecedented crisis at the southwest border sparked by Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas' policies, said House Homeland Security Committee interim staff report. It says only a small fraction is ever recouped from the taxes that are paid by illegal aliens. By the way, that's one of the farcical arguments you hear. Well, these people come here and they're productive and they're paying into the system. They help our economy. They do. No, they don't. Because they create an entire undercurrent, because I'm not saying they all don't or do, but the reality is so many people who have come here illegally then form a black market economy because they're afraid of being seen or outed, so they don't sign up for the usual processes. And yes, you do have businesses that take advantage of that opportunity and pay them cash under the table, because then those businesses avoid paying unemployment taxes and, you know, payroll processing fees and whatever else they have to do to run a business. It ain't good. So there's an entire black market economy. And oh, by the way, just take a look at how much the billions, we're not even talking about the cost to the taxpayer, just the flushing of money out of our system that goes back to Mexico and Central and South America. Because what? They come here and they wire money out. Do you know that one of the largest funders of the Mexican economy is wired money coming in from U.S. Immigration? It just is. They come here, and when they work, if they can find good work, they work. And I've seen some. I mean, I've seen construction crews. You look at them, and okay, they're, you can tell they're all migrants. A lot of them don't speak English, and they are just. But they're laying brick and putting up siding and doing. And they're hard and they're industrious. Okay, I get that. You still came here illegally, and that's a problem. So the migrant crisis, according to the New York Post, this report. Federal state records, media reports, other public information compiled a 50-page document which outlines the taxpayer costs that are incurred in medical care, housing, education, welfare benefits for tens of millions of migrants, to say nothing about the additional costs incurred by law enforcement. It says the report reveals in painstaking detail the dollar costs that face the American people. The bill for government care and housing could total as much as $451 billion. There's that. It says 16.8 million, upwards of maybe 29 million, depending upon who's doing the estimates, illegal immigrants currently reside in the U.S. According to the Estimates Committee sites from the Conservative Federation for American Integration Reform. Yale University, not known for being conservative, Yale University says 3.8 million illegals have entered the system just since Biden took office. I believe it's more like 6 million. Biden, though, has asked for another $14 billion. This whole first article is only about the cost. $14 billion in additional border security funding. Why does he want it? Is he going to build a wall? No. It's to aid the processing of migrants. The processing. In other words, getting them into our systems. Reimburse state and local governments. Oh, that's the cost they've incurred because of the policies. And the non-governmental organizations that provide other services. Oh, that's the people that have to stand up the tent cities and do the things that are necessary to take care of massive influxes of people that we're not prepared to handle. It says federal, state, and local costs of illegal immigration amount to around $182 billion annually. And then it also points out that you've got a huge amount of cost dedicated just to law enforcement that we never see recouped. And then even then, education costs. 3.8 million illegal aliens have limited proficiency in English. They total $59 billion to the education systems of America. Now, that's not said as a resentment as much as it is a pure hard fact, a pragmatic fact that we cannot necessarily afford. Look at what's happening with some of the localized communities. Big major cities that used to virtue signal, oh, we're going to be a sanctuary city. How you like it now? And then you got the small towns, especially the border towns, that I mean, Eagle Pass, Texas, sees more people come across in a day than they have a population of their entire residency of their city. All right, we're going to talk about it more when I get back. But yeah, the border control, yeah, the border's out of control. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, by the way, let me just pause and tell you guys, Southern Immediate Care is one of our sponsors. They're not only the sponsor of the opening monologue at the beginning of the show, The Right Side Way, but they are a sponsor of the show in general. And listen, I know the guy that owns this whole chain of clinics, and he is a right side ruffian, let me just tell you. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care, this is who I use. And I don't say that because they advertise on the show. I'm saying that because I was going there. I was using them for you know, medical, and I thought I need to ask them to advertise because I love who they are and what they do. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across our area, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. They are just epic good at what they do. And every time I've walked in the door, clean, friendly, professional, get you in, get you out. They'll see all ages, by the way, pediatric to geriatric, I always say. And they are open 7 days a week. So you wake up on a Saturday morning and something's wrong, you got a fever, whatever the case may be, you can still go to Southern Immediate Care on the weekend. And listen, just check them out. If you need a place to go and you don't already have somebody you're seeing, then consider Southern Immediate Care. Look them up online, find the location nearest to you. Do me a favor when you're there filling out the forms at the window and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper, border control. Just so you know, BBC is reporting that there's another migrant caravan heading our way. This story is about right at 12 days old. But yeah, a migrant caravan has made its way about 25 miles from southern Mexico, you know, moving north. A group of thousands of migrants who set off on foot, it says, are steadily growing in size. The organizer, let that phrase sink in, the organizer says around 7,000 people now make up this migrant caravan, up from 5,000 just days ago. 7,000. A caravan of 7,000 people is moving north. And they say they are intent upon getting to the U.S. In fact, the article says those that have joined say they are determined to make it to the U.S. 7,000 in one caravan alone. Here's one of the parts that gets me. This is not just you know, a happenstance. Are you going there too? I shall walk with you. No, this is organized. It says one of the organizers of the caravan, Ireneo Mujica of the NGO People Without Borders. There's a group called People Without Borders that helps organize these migrant caravans and get them to where they're going. And it says that they've been left stranded by the American authorities in a dangerous part of the Chiapas state. Well, they went there of their own free will, so I'm not sure why we should feel bad for them. But still, if you're going to call yourself People Without Borders, the clear indication is you could care less about whether you're helping someone violate the sovereignty of a neighboring state. All right. Everything I just told you, the extreme cost, the numbers that continue to flood across, the strain upon the systems of local, state, and national governments, the fact that we got NGOs out there that are organizing people to march in massive caravans towards our border. How about we just go ahead and impeach Alejandro Mayorkas? Can we do that? Can we just get rid of the guy who's supposed to be in charge of making sure this doesn't happen? Now, granted, I know that he works for Joe Biden, and Biden's policies are what he's supposed to be enforcing. Still, you do have laws on the books, and he is the top guy at that organization. And you might want to know, in case you don't already know, that yesterday, a vote to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas failed in the Republican majority House. What? Yes. 8 Republicans joined the Democrats to vote against impeachment. For what reason? Can you please? And by the way, there were 11 other Republicans that were not present, or 12 maybe. And I can't tell you why. There are legitimate reasons why someone could miss work, just like any of us call in sick or, you know, our daughter's getting married or something's happening. Life happens. But you still look at it and go, why were 12 not there? Some of whom, by the way, were from Texas. Like, I think Dan Crenshaw wasn't there. What? Where are you at, Frogman? I mean, why weren't you there? But yeah, House Democrats, with the help of a small group of Republicans, says Red State, on Monday, successfully blocked an effort led by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in a straight up or down vote. Final vote, 209 to 201. 8 Republicans. Well, I called it right. Maybe they were Democrats. 8 Republicans. None of ours. All of ours voted for the resolution. The articles of impeachment did not prevail. And I find that to be just counterintuitive to what we're seeing happen, what is not being done about it, who's in charge, who has the majority to make the vote, and we can't get it done. Sometimes Republicans are our own worst enemy. But just so you know, and I find this sort of amusing, story on the New York Post. Fed up migrants who trekked thousands of miles to the U.S. are already heading home, saying the American dream doesn't exist. It does exist. It absolutely does exist. If you do it right, it absolutely does exist. Says some Venezuelan migrants who trek thousands of miles to the U.S. in search of a better life are so disheartened they say they're already heading back home. It's that cold, windy winter that we were talking about yesterday. Remember, were we on the air and we talked about that or off the air? I don't remember.
Yeah, we were on.
Yeah.
We were on.
Yeah, they're
a little too chilly.
It just, yeah, it's cold.
Oh.
Yeah. Got that lake effect snow coming through. But yeah, they interviewed one, Michael Castajon, 39 years old, told the Chicago Tribune he's had enough. He and his wife and his teenage daughter spent 5 months sleeping in a police precinct or a crowded city shelter, and they're just tired of it, and they're going home. He said, at least my mother is there. He says he thought it would be different. He thought it was going to take, the process would be faster, he said. Another one, a guy named Jose Nawa, 22 years old, has already walked back to Texas after being in Chicago for more than 2 weeks. He just said it wasn't any shelter, food, or other resources. He said he just wasn't going to do it anymore.
Well, when you come over here and not knowing what you're going to be doing, what do you expect?
That's right. And oh, by the way, you came here illegally.
Yeah.
And then you got frustrated because you couldn't get stuff.
Yeah.
Why am I not getting a job? I thought I was going to get an Obama phone. Where's my stuff? All right, here's – I told Boomer there's going to be one story during this segment. Did you just say participation trophy?
Yep, that's what that is. They're wanting their participation trophy for crossing the border.
Boomer. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the story from the AP.
Okay.
If you were going to build, a secure facility, would you put up a wall around it?
You would think, yeah.
Okay.
You want it to be secure.
Would you want that wall to be fixed or movable?
Fixed. Is that a trick question?
It's not a trick question.
Fixed. Let's not move this wall.
Right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Biden administration got the wrong answer.
Oh, my goodness.
I kid you not. So I saw this and I thought, wait a minute. What? Y'all, I am not kidding when I say this. So you remember how, all right, boom, remember how, what was this like a month ago? Biden did a total flip-flop, said, okay, I'm going to build some wall.
Right.
Yeah. Walls don't work, but I'm going to, he was literally asked, well, now do you believe in walls? No.
Well, I'm going to build one.
But I got to because I got Trump money and I got to spend it. Trump money. It's Trump. Trump did it. So he's not going to build a very good one.
We're going to put a wall on wheels.
Pretty much. Pretty much. So, yeah, they're going to spend an awful lot of money to build a 20-mile section of wall. 20 miles. Got a 3,000-mile border. That's only about a third walled, but they're going to put 20 miles more up. And they're going to build this new barrier in Starr County, which I believe is in Texas, near McAllen, Texas. And that's an area that needs it. And they waived 26 federal laws to be able to do this, allegedly. And the Border Patrol says, yeah, we didn't ask for a downgraded border wall. That's Rodney Scott, a former U.S. Border Patrol chief. He says, we did not ask for a downgraded border wall. But, so the wall is going to be built. And it points out that most of the border walls were erected in the last 20 years under either Trump or George W. Bush, right? All right, Biden's wall is going to be much shorter. It's going to be 18 to 30 feet, not near as tall, 18 feet. You could climb that. You could, I couldn't, but you can climb that. And it's going to be movable.
It's going to be movable.
I'm not kidding. It says the design is now planned for Starr County. Federal border agents will be able to move around the fencing when they need to. They can be flexible. They can direct traffic. They can take the wall up and move it somewhere else. I am pretty sure what that means is it can get pushed over.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure just go ahead and hook
there,
your...
There's going to be a way to maneuver this.
Yeah.
Or and they're so excited about it.
And they're
so happy.
Actually, they're not. You know what's crazy?
Well, Biden's happy.
Is right now, First of all, people like you and I that are into border security,
yeah,
are the general sense is this ain't going to work.
No.
And then get this. He's also facing blowback from environmentalists who say that the design actually poses more risk to animal habitats than Donald Trump's border wall did.
Oh, man.
Because that's what's important.
Are they going to start doing these walls around prisons?
Movable walls around
movable
the prison.
Walls.
I think so. I think they should. I think we need, you know, I'm pretty sure that that maximum security prison would work really well if they had a movable wall.
Yeah.
Then the guards could direct traffic.
Yeah, they can move it around and have lines.
Got a breakout in cell block D, move the wall.
Move the wall. That'll show them.
Golly, bum. Anyway, border wall. Okay, so just so you know, though, state of Texas, they ain't playing. Operation Lone Star, Governor Greg Abbott has recently announced a story here that came out just about 2.5 weeks ago. KSAN Austin, I pulled this off of their website. The Texas legislature has authorized the governor to spend up to $10 billion state dollars. $10 billion state dollars, which will probably build them about 3 miles of wall. I don't know. But anyway, they're building a serious wall. By the way, I'm pretty sure their wall won't move.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be like, what's the sound effect again?
Bah!
Okay, all right.
It'll be in there.
All right, take me to a break before I lose my mind. When we come right back, I'll close this out by telling you about the island that is no longer fertile. They went ahead and cleared that bad boy, and I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And I mean y'all, like making common sense like a superpower. I'll tell you who else has got like superpower common sense, and that's our friends at ZLA Solutions. Y'all, ZLA Solutions, and you can find them. Their website is zlausa.com. ZLA Solutions, they are like so epic good at what they do. I know these folks personally, by the way. I say it with great confidence because I am keenly aware of what they do, how they do it, and who they are as people. So I'm just telling you, ZLA Solutions can help you with all kinds of ways to help make your business better. That's their pride in life, is to help you make your business better. But on top of that, they're one of their bread and butter means of doing that is staffing. They can help you find people. I mean, they really can. They can help you find the people you need. You check them out, ZLAUSA.com. And if you need people, it doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies or whether it's like a whole shift of people, they can find them for you. I always say it, they can do the drug testing. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, all of it. They can do it for blue collar, white collar, or no collar. It doesn't matter. ZLA Solutions. You check them out. Again, their website, ZLAUSA.com. They are there for you. It doesn't matter what size business you have. Let them give you a hand. ZLA Solutions. All right, let me bring this thing to a close. I got to tell you, I thought this was awesome, personally, awesome. So within the Rio Grande, I'm sure there's more than one, but there's one major island called Fronten Island. It's pretty good size. I mean, it's like, I want to say it's like, from the imagery that I saw, it looks like it's a good half mile long by about a quarter mile wide. I mean, it's no small island, right? And it's become like a staging area for human trafficking and drug smuggling. Why? Because they can approach from the far side, cross half the Rio Grande onto the island, and then get, you know, all the way across. Well, they're staged right there on the last little piece to come across the water. Human traffickers, drug traffickers. We have seen some pretty serious imagery through drone footage of traffickers carrying automatic weapons as they're working their way through the brush at Fronten Island. I mean, it was a heavily overgrown island that, you know, like a small jungle. Well, not anymore. Apparently, the border is designed, you know, on paper at least, it runs right through the middle of Frontin Island. So the Mexico can claim half of it, the United States claim the other half. So the state of Texas decided to go ahead and declare that as Texas territory. They did. Yeah, they did. So this story I've got right here is dated November 9th. So this, about 2 weeks ago, the state of Texas decided, well, by God, that's our island. At least half of it is. They bulldozed it. I don't mean like a little bit. I mean, I'm talking about like a forest. This was a forest with thick brush. This was like the kind of thing where you're having to crouch and work your way through the brush and try, and it's just filled up with problems. So story here on Breitbart. For decades, Frontin Island has been utilized by Mexican drug cartels as a refuge when fleeing from rival cartels and the Mexican military. It's primarily been used to facilitate transnational criminal activity involving human and drug smuggling. So with authorization through the land commissioner, the state of Texas has taken over the island, has cleared it and fortified it. They did. I mean, they leveled it. There's nothing. There's like half the island is bare to the sand. And I don't mean like a little bit. I'm talking bare to the sand. They just scraped it bare, put up barbed wire, you know, concertina wire and fencing. And they were out there, by the way, they were in full military array. This specialized unit of the Customs and Border Patrol, they were locked and loaded, and they had to guard the bulldozers that were doing their work, and they got that thing cleared. You now have what the military would like to call a clear field of fire all the way across Frontin Island now.
That's awesome.
I'm saying that's awesome.
Wow, that's awesome.
Texas is getting it done. Let me get a few text messages here for our run out of the last couple of minutes. Glenn from Bluntsville, a lot of these things going on around the world due to weak leadership in Washington, D.C. Glenn, I totally agree. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, what border? Thanks, Mark. John from Huntsville, the grades are in, by the way. Mm. Boomer, I got to say, this is because I didn't call on Boomer much today. It was me. I got on rants. But he says, Boomer, your performance today was just barely good enough to get you an A-.
A-. I'll take the A.
If they said, but I will say this. He says, Phil, your performance today was spectacular, very inspirational. You get a triple plus.
Oh.
Perfection. Which means that you and Stephanie Smith are today's co-champions because she also earns an A triple plus for an equally perfect performance.
Man.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go, John.
Thank you, John. Thomas from Killen. Talking about Biden, says he just wants to say he's actually working on the border till after the election, then take it down. Oh, you know what? Great point. I did something. See, I did something.
And
is the election over? Did I win? Take it down.
Yeah.
It's portable. We can bring it to...
It's portable.
Yeah, it's a portable wall.
Hey, can we take that part of the wall and bring it up here, please?
It's like a card table. You just fold it up and take it with you.
Put it around my Corvette.
Put it next to his Corvette. He'll put it up around Rehoboth Beach House. Joe from Birmingham says, wheels and walls, some things don't change. Okay. And then Badger from Athens says, is the same group of Republicans that keeps gumming things up? Yeah, probably. Some of them are. All right, you guys, amazing day. Thank you so much for making this show what it is. We wouldn't do it without you. It wouldn't be the same. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, me and Boomer back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then.